Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Foreplay, which is being produced at Anchorage Community Theater as we speak.
And to talk about it, we have Shotzi Schaefers and Arlisha Jones, two women of the theater. Hello, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Okay, and your writers, the Foreplay is four plays by local Alaskan writers. It's being produced, opens this weekend.
It actually opened last weekend at ACT, okay. But we continue for three more weekends.
Okay.
So we've got shows tonight, tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 3.
All right. Okay. And Shotzi, you wrote a play?
Yeah, I wrote the fourth piece in of the four plays. It's called The Cross, and I also directed Arlisha's play, Shoe Story, and I directed the big guy, Tom Moran's play, Tom Moran of Fairbanks. And that's really the cornerstone of our production. That's our longest piece. It's about 45 minutes, where the other three pieces are shorter.
And Arlisha, you wrote one.
Mm-hmm. I wrote one called Shoe Story, and I think I wrote that play about 4 years ago. It's a very short little piece, but it's... about
it's a
shoes.
Gem.
Yeah, it's a gem, and it's about shoes, so it's memorable for every woman.
And you like shoes, I mean, more than most.
No, I don't think more than most, but I like shoes as
she
much
has,
as they should be liked.
She has really great shoes, probably has a better shoe collection than most women I know, and so she's really tapped into that. But I think we can all appreciate shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
But really, the play, I think, isn't so much...
The poor man's tires.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, the play so much, Arlisha's play, Shoe Story, I think we've discovered through the process, isn't really so much about shoes as it's really a little bit more about economic differences and the different classes. How a grocery store clerk and an alleged astronaut view the middle Americas.
Mm-hmm. And what shoes
astronaut?
Can represent, just your imagination, what you picture a different life for yourself can come about by what pair of shoes you wear, maybe.
Well, it's astonishing that the difference between a comfortable pair of shoes and a really crappy pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Or a fabulous pair of shoes and, an icky pair.
yeah, I know.
Let's be honest.
Very transformative.
Right. Missy plays a woman who
Missy
has a
Williams.
Pair of fabulous mm-hmm. shoes, yes. And Lindsay Lamar is a woman who claims to be an astronaut. We never really find out if she is an astronaut, but she certainly doesn't appear to be. She appears to be a crazy homeless woman. And she comes along and really wants the pair of shoes that Missy is wearing and is trying to do her best to get her to swap shoes with her.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like real life.
Yeah.
Happens to me every day.
Yeah, well, like that does happen.
Women are always looking down.
As I was... walking out of the shop this morning on a stop I made on my way over here, there's a woman crossing the street shouting at the top of her lungs at some imaginary someone that she would kick his shoes or her shoes, whichever it was. She's going to kick that darn pair of shoes. And I presume that she was a homeless person by the fact that she was pushing a baby buggy full of junk.
Yeah. So you see, all walks of life can relate to this play.
See, I would tell you, Jean, I hope you took notes. that's the writer in me.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I just go down to a place where people, mm-hmm. interesting types, marginal people, mm-hmm. congregate and mm-hmm. turn on the tape recorder.
Yeah, wow.
That's where you get the material. Waiting at the bus stop. Yeah. Not that marginal people take the bus. I take the bus.
I was going to say, I'm here at a radio station.
Exactly, yeah.
You're
exactly.
kind of marginal, Mark.
Yeah, you just hang out. We'll hang out and take some notes. Yeah, yeah. So, and Shotzi, your play, what's it called?
My play is called The Cross. It was originally written for Alaska Overnighters. It was produced originally a year ago at Alaska Overnighters. It's a short piece, a 10-minute play with five characters. It's about a woman trying to make an independent film, but her producer comes along and wants his talented nephew to be cast in the film, and so she has to find a way to squeeze him in without compromising her artistic integrity, and it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. I remember that fight.
Yeah, I missed that play. I think I did it the next night, but I heard about it. I heard it was really funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so hilarious. Fun to take a play that you've written for overnighters and then get the chance to actually spend weeks rehearsing it and putting it on its feet and seeing it in a polished form, because it's pretty rare in overnighters that you get to see something polished, considering they only have a few hours to put it together.
I think we should do a little side point here and discuss what the overnighters are.
Good idea.
The overnighters are the the 24-hour play where we get a play at 8 o'clock. We get a play topic and our actors, directors at 8 o'clock that night, supposedly 8 o'clock. It's always late. But we go home and we write all night. We come back to the theater at 8 in the morning and hand over our finished script. And then they rehearse all day and it goes up at 8 that night. So 24-hour theater.
24 hours.
Yeah. And a lot of plays in Alaska have been written because of that.
Yeah, and it's not just read.
It's acting.
Yeah. Fully produced.
Scenery and actors. And
And we've been doing that since, is it 2002? So at least twice a year since then. Yeah. So I think we're up to our 20th overnighters at this point. We've also done it a couple times in Valdez at the Last Frontier Theater.
I always find them fascinating. I love them. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Shotzi Schaefers and Alicia Jones, talking about Foreplay, which is going on right now in the evenings, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday afternoon at ACT.
That's Anchorage Community Theater, in case you don't know. ACT. It spells ACT.
It does.
What a coincidence.
Our big production this year is The Big Guy, and that's the big show. It's a one-man show starring David Haynes as Godzilla.
Really?
And that was written by Tom Moran. It had a reading at the Last Frontier Theater Conference last year, and I actually wasn't able to attend the reading.
I was in a different room.
Yeah. But everybody came spilling out of that room talking about what a fantastic play it was, so I had to read it, and I knew instantly I wanted to do it.
The quintessential Valdez experience. You just come from some boring, intolerable, airless play.
No, that does not happen.
And you come out like you just want to, you know.
Oh, great.
You
know, I missed the good one.
Hang yourself in the bathroom. And then they bust out of the room next to you. Everybody's laughing and smiling and carrying on.
Was that play, yes.
Uh-huh. I didn't get to see it either in Valdez. And it's a beautiful script. There's so many layers in the script, and David just hits them and with his lines. And I've seen it, about six times now because I started in rehearsals.
It's a monologue.
Yeah,
it is. It's a monologue from Godzilla himself, and it's Godzilla in an existential crisis. He's trying to decide if he wants to continue destroying Tokyo like he always has, or does he want to defend Tokyo? He's starting to have second thoughts about his nature and his violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does he mention his origins? Isn't he like from some kind of radioactive atomic?
Goes through the whole history of how he became the big guy.
I didn't see that.
I'm looking forward
to it. I missed it too, but I heard some good stuff. And what's the fourth play?
And so the fourth piece is Living with the Savage. That's written by Dawson Moore, who is the theater conference coordinator for the Last Frontier Theater Conference and also a very accomplished playwright. And it's a hilarious script that's really a metaphor for step-parents.
For what?
Step-parents. when you're a teenage kid and you think everything's going fine in your life with your single mom and all of a sudden she brings home a savage beast to live in your home with you. So it's loosely based on Dawson's upbringing, but he has blown it up into a metaphor where it's literally a spear-wielding, loincloth-wearing savage that comes grunting into his home and ruining his life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
It is. It's hilarious.
And it's based on reality.
To some extent, yes.
Is the savage like a cannibal?
Well, could be.
He's certainly capable of that, I suppose. It doesn't happen in the course of the play.
We don't see him eat on stage, but...
No. He eats a banana.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a vegetarian.
Yeah, he must be.
Yeah. Who's in that play?
Rod Mertens is the savage. You might remember him from Heart. He was the lead in Heart. And Danielle Rabinovich and Brian Lyke are the two adult children. And Charlotte Campbell plays the mother who has brought home this savage beast to be her new husband.
Yeah, and these Foreplay plays, they go on. Don't you enter them in contests like the Samuel French Best of the American Play Short Play Festival? Didn't you both have plays in that?
Alicia has.
I did this summer, but it wasn't a Foreplay play. It was just a short play.
Uh-huh. Are these plays all from the Overnighters?
No, actually, the only one this time from Overnighters is The Cross, my play. Mm-hmm. And I haven't done a lot of reproducing of my Overnighters. I don't necessarily think of them as my best plays, although now and then you'll have an Overnighter that you really walk away and go, wow, that one was pretty good. I mean, I've written, 15 Overnighters. Yeah. Alicia's probably about the same. They're not all gems, but when you have one that you walk away with and go, I think this one actually could have a life outside of this, it's kind of exciting to get to turn around and produce it or send it off, like you said, to outside companies. And Alicia and I have both had a lot of success with our one-act plays that way.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about Overnighters. I really enjoy going to them because I can look at a play and see a kernel in it. mm-hmm. or look at a play and think, that's never going to make it. Mm-hmm. And that's half the fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's very unpredictable, and the audience is always on the edge of their seats with overnighters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My play last year in Foreplay was an overnighter. I think
that's right.
Yeah, I think it was the second one I'd written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was that called?
That one was The Bodice Rippers.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. I've mm-hmm. seen it in all of its incarnations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, and Foreplay, this is something that's been going on at ACT for this is the second year now.
This is the second time I've done it at ACT. I've been doing Foreplay not every year, but pretty consistently since 2004. We did the first one at Cyrano's, did a couple different incarnations at Out North, and now at ACT. But the big difference since we went to ACT is including plays by other playwrights. The first three times that I produced Foreplay, they were all my plays.
Right, that's when it was at Cyrano's.
It was a venue for me to produce my own plays.
And then after Out North, you did it.
After having produced 12 of them, yeah, I was ready to invite other playwrights. You know, I was starting to run out of short plays, for one thing. And also, it's a lot more fun to get the other playwrights involved.
And I think I've seen most of them, and I've always enjoyed them.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, it for one thing, it's a way to show Anchorage what one wonderful mm-hmm. playwrights are here.
Absolutely.
And it's good to have shorties because, you know, mm-hmm. one begins and then it's kind of like you get instant gratification. And then it's, except for the big guy, which is 45 minutes long. Mm-hmm. But usually it's like, you know, it's just so nice. It's like little bonbons, mm-hmm. theatrical bonbons.
Yeah, and if you don't like one, just wait a few minutes. You might like the next one better.
Exactly.
However, we're going to have to pull this to a close because we're running out of time. But it's delighted to have you here, Alicia Jones and Shotzi Schaffers. And thanks very much for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org.
Alaska Dance Theater presents the perennial favorite play and dance, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, for Halloween performances on October 28th and October 29th in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Building. Showtimes are 7:30. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
You can see A Night of Scary Stories presented by the Storytellers Guild at Out North Theater at 7 p.m. in the main gallery on Saturday night. It's not for the faint of heart.
This weekend and Monday, you can see Dracula, courtesy of TBA at APU's Grant Hall. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m., and on Halloween, there will be two performances at 7 p.m. and 10. And for the youngest audience, there will be a performance of Frankie Stein Jr. at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to the TBA Theater website.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents The Woman in Black. This is the last weekend. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
At Cyrano's, you can see Carnival, directed by Bill Fabrice. I enjoyed this bright musical. Performances are Wednesday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Note, I said Wednesday. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Finally, at ACT, you can see Foreplay, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, go to actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.